open it up to some Met fans. They just to keep on a rolling as they take care of the Boston Red Sox 7-2. Peterson, 11 strikeouts. He is now 9-1 on the season. We talked about their pitching before we get to the MVP. MVP. Peterson and this pitching staff, it's just remarkable what they're doing right now. They have the best ERA in baseball since June. They're going deeper into games. This pitching staff is, I mean, and Peterson, a guy who I would think many a Met fan never wanted to see again. This guy is now 9-1. Getting out of jams, getting swing and misses. The swing and misses from Peterson and Manaea is crazy. I did not view them as these type of pitchers, and right now they are on a roll. Now, he was a boring snooze fest of an in-game interview, but Manaea has been incredible. And Peterson, again last night, a couple times in a jam, able to get out of it. That high fastball last night was just dominant. And listen, the Red Sox are a solid team. Are they a good team? I don't know. They're not a bad team. They're a 500 baseball team. This isn't, they're not playing the White Sox anymore. This is a legitimate good, this is a legitimate team that scores runs. Like the one thing they do is they've been able to score some runs here. They've completely shut down Devers. And they've gone out and pitched their asses off. And they win a game 7-2. And then, of course, the main story, obviously, is Lindor. And how he continues the home run, the double the opposite way, every time they need a big hit. And you got, you know, the GM before the game, or should I say the president of baseball operations, who will consider to look for a GM in the offseason, possibly. But David Stearns said something that, you know, unfortunately for Met fans, doesn't immediately sound crazy. The idea that you are possibly watching right now the greatest season ever by a Met regular player. I mean, that's plausible. That's how good Lindor has been when you take into account his defensive position and how well he plays it, plus every big hit, plus his leadership, the meeting, everything. How switching to leadoff has changed the season. I mean, right now, Lindor is creating a vibe with this team and creating an atmosphere where something special is going to happen when he's up. It's getting crazy. Now, look, I mean, I don't know if you care about MVPs. I know the Mets have never had one. Unfortunately, Ohtani plays baseball. And I know I'm the Ohtani guy, too. I don't want to get into that conversation. The guy's going to be 50-50. It's crazy. But you'd be hard-pressed right now to find a guy playing better baseball than Lindor, and that includes Aaron Judge at the moment, at least. And he's been incredibly clutch every time they need a big home run and now or a big hit. And Alonso coming through, I mean, he's starting to really drive the baseball. Vientos with another home run. I mean, his emergence. We talk about all this, the same stuff we talked about over and over again with this team. To me, what I've focused on here in the last couple days and what's changed for me, although it's, you know, been the best starting staff, I guess, since June. I mean, it's had the best ERA. To me, it's been upped to another level, the starting pitching. And that's what makes them dangerous. Like, right now, they feel dangerous. And I heard, you know, Sal was talking about it. And I was watching his video, and it's like, oh, I got to keep screaming it to remind yourself. Met fans, there's no need for a reminder. This team's damn good. And that's why the bar has been set. I talked about it yesterday. You have got to make the playoffs. The Mets have got to find a way to get in to justify this season. Right? There's the fun nature of everything that's gone on and the low expectations to start, the miserable start and how good they've been for the last 3 months. But you can't proclaim that you're one of the best teams over the last 3 months and then not get there. And if they do, a rotation of Severino, Manaea, and Peterson is going to be dangerous. That's how it's unbelievable what they've been able to do with the pitching staff. But, I mean, Lindor is having one of the best seasons we've ever seen. You look back at it, I mean, Beltran, obviously, playing a premium defensive position as well. Of course, Piazza playing an extremely important defensive position. Whether he played it well or not is another thing. But we are talking about one of the great years we've ever seen in a Met uniform. And it's on a nightly basis. And right now, watching the Mets is just plain out, is just fun. The vibe around the team, he hits that home run on a high cutter. I mean, he set up that at bat. He gets the exact same pitch he got earlier in the bat. And he's just right now, he's not missing anything. And then later in the game, he takes an outside fastball and just shoots it over the left fielder's head. He's spraying it all over the field. It's his 30th home run of the season. I mean, flat out, he is. I mean, I know Gunnar Henderson has cooled off, but I mean, you're talking about the over the last couple of years, if you include all of it, he's the premier power shortstop in the sport. When you look at home runs and RBIs, there's not a better shortstop in the league. And he is carrying this team. A team that's had a bunch of positive answers. Vientos, again, hits a home run last night. His power is easy tower power. I mean, it looks like he barely swings. Him and Alonso both have very easy power. Lindor with his 30th home run. And for me, it's about the pitching again. They shut down this Red Sox team, and it's guys you would have never expected it from. Peterson going out there striking out 11 guys with high fastballs, blowing it by people. I did not see this level of pitching. And if you take into effect, hopefully Diaz is, you know, I know he blew the save fine. He came back, he threw a ton of fastballs. I still need to see the repertoire. I still want to see the slider. Obviously, a couple of days off here as Stanek was able to close the game with a 7-2 lead. And you didn't have to use Diaz. But, I mean, you've got Maton, who's really stepped up and given you an answer and entered into the circle of trust, I believe, as Evan calls it. Clearly, Buto has been a weapon in the bullpen. You feel like if Diaz can round into shape, you've got a bunch of options there and a bunch of guys that you feel a little bit better about at least. And right now, the starting rotation is not asking you to get. That was the problem with the starting rotation, even when it was pitching well, even when it was still developing or you know, building, compiling this great ERA. It was you were in the bullpen in the fourth, fifth, sixth inning every single night. Nobody was going deep except maybe Severino would pop up and give you a seven-inning start every once in a while. But typically, it was a short outing. You were into that bullpen early. And now you're getting deeper into the games. You're getting swing and miss stuff. I mean, what was it, 14 whiffs on his fastball last night? And again, this Red Sox team scores. This is not a terrible hitting Red Sox team. The Red Sox are 10th in baseball in runs scored, right below the Mets. 10th. An impressive performance, an impressive stretch run here. And again, yes, Atlanta's playing Colorado. And Atlanta gets the win yesterday in Colorado. You remain a half game back of Atlanta. But you've picked up on games on everybody. What are you, 6.5 out of the division now? Oh, no, they came back and won Philadelphia. I forgot. They were down early. So you're seven and a half games back of the division. You're a half a game back in the wild card. You've picked up games on San Diego and Arizona as you are now 3 games back of Arizona. Who's cooled off? I mean, there are multiple ways to get in. It felt like for a while it was just going to be chasing the Braves. But you are 4 games clear of Chicago as they lost again to Pittsburgh yesterday. You're half a game behind the Braves. You're three games back of Arizona with the tiebreaker. You're 3.5 games back, three in the loss column still, of San Diego with the tiebreaker. And as you know, tough as the schedule is, and I think they have the second toughest schedule in baseball down the stretch, if they're going to play like this and they're going to pitch like this and they're going to have an MVP in Lindor playing this way, and now hopefully Alonso has gotten hot hitting the ball out of the ballpark, and you're still getting a great series season from Vientos, and if you can get anything from Nimmo and start to revert back to that offense that was plugging away a month ago. I mean, honestly, when you look at the cooled off Diamondbacks, the Padres, I mean, really the Dodgers and the Phillies, who else is clearly better than the Mets? You have to get in. And not only just to justify it, and not only just to say, hey, that's what this season dictates. I was at a position where I was a half a game out of the first wild card. Once I'm there, I reset my calibrations and I focus on what's plausible from that moment on. And that's what I've been saying. That's what I was saying last night. Fine for all that. But also to legitimately give yourself a chance to do something special, because that's what this season's been about. And right now, if they're going to, I mean, I don't know what else you want from a team. You look at the Mets right now. They have the best starting pitching in the league at the moment. Their lineup, top to bottom, is as long as any in the sport. You've got a guy in the middle of the lineup who is an MVP candidate. You've got a consistent home run hitter finding his swing. I mean, you've got what has been a premier closer in the sport, if he could ever figure it out, with other options in the bullpen, including a guy like Buto, who can come in and give you three innings in any one given game in a postseason series, in a short wild card series. I mean, there are a bunch of reasons why, if the Mets get into the postseason, they are as dangerous as anyone. And the vibes around this team have been immaculate for how long now? Even in their down stretches, it's felt like that issue has been gone. It feels like, with Iglesias and Grimace and everything else, and Lindor and whatever they're slapping. Right now, the Mets are just playing great baseball. And it is fun in Queens. It's fun at Citi Field. They're getting performances from starting pitchers I never would have thought in a million years. I thought Severino could have a bounce-back year. I thought Minaya could be a serviceable pitcher. I did not think Peterson could come in and be 9-1, striking out 11 hitters, throwing 14 high fastballs past the Boston Red Sox team that's 10th in the league in runs scored. I did not see Minaya consistently going out there striking out 10 guys. I did not see those three guys feeling like, with this offense, I'll take those three guys in a playoff series, in a wild card series against anybody. Did not see that coming.